Welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons. If hockey is Canada's national sport, the selection of Canada's Olympic hockey team is Canada's national obsession. And once the team is selected, the talk ends? No, hardly. We continue to look forward to Sochi and wonder if the lineup will change because of injuries. If so, how? It is assumed by some that Marty St. Louis still has a chance to play for Canada, despite the controversy. It is assumed by others that he will not be an injury replacement, no matter what. We look back and ask, could this, should this have been avoided? The Marty St. Louis, Steve Yzerman relationship controversy. Michael.
It could have been avoided. Something I've been advocating for years is an independent voice in this, coaching, managing. There are enough really smart hockey people in this country who are currently unemployed by National Hockey League teams. Who can do this? This conflict of interest has hurt Canada. I believe it hurt in 98 with Eric Lindros. It certainly fractured the relationship between coach and goaltender, Pat Quinn, and Curtis Joseph in 02. And these are problems that can be avoided if Canada goes an independent route.
I don't think you even have to go an independent route. You just go a logical route. You're Steve Yzerman. You're the general manager both of Team Canada and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Marty St. Louis is the heart and soul of your organization. You're going to put 14 forwards on Team Canada. Only 12 are going to play, basically, but 14 guys. He has to be one of those guys. You have to find a place to put him on there because he deserves to be there, but B, it removes any problem from your situation.
He was on my roster, and I agree he deserves to be there, but if you are Steve Yzerman, your fidelity in this process cannot be to the Tampa Bay Lightning in any meaningful way other than health. It's in the case of Steven Stamkos, that's where his affiliation with the Tampa Bay Lightning could really come into play. But even though you can only dress a certain number of guys, even though there are some forwards who aren't going to play, it doesn't mean you have to find a place for him, because what's worse, damaging a relationship with a player or potentially damaging it, or not doing your job with Team Canada the best of your ability, a sort of nepotism? Because if that happens, then all of a sudden, maybe Milan Lucic is on this team because Peter Chiarelli is part of the process. Maybe all of a sudden Taylor Hall is on this team, although I wouldn't argue with that because of Edmonton.
You're comparing players to Martin St. Louis, defending scoring champion. Mm-hmm. If he finished second in the scoring list, I would say Steve Yzerman might be reaching to argue for him. But you don't have to argue very hard to put the scoring champion, if for no other reason that the NHL is at Sochi to showcase its star players. And the fact that the defending scoring champion of the NHL is not at the Olympics is strange. Never mind Steve Yzerman and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
But Bruce talks, and Michael touched on nepotism. Go back to 98 when this began, this process of bringing NHL players to the Olympics. Bobby Clark was the general manager of Team Canada. His captain in Philadelphia was Eric Lindros. He made Eric Lindros captain of Team Canada, much to the protestation of basically every player on that roster. And it caused a divide right from the beginning. And that kind of little thing has happened already. In this case, though, I agree with Dave. To me, this is a no-brainer. It's Martin St. Louis.
We'll take it back to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, everyone has Steven Stamkos penciled in as the right wing on Sidney Crosby's line, assuming Stamkos can play. On some level, that makes some sense. What makes even more sense, if you watched in 09 when Iginla and Crosby had nothing going on in two periods in the red and white scrimmage, and St. Louis was put on the line with Crosby, and there was magic. So not only is there St. Louis' performance in the NHL, which has been superb, there's also chemistry, and we've seen it, with Crosby, which is one of the issues that could be problematic for Canada.
And here's more potential conflict. What if Steve Yzerman has to make a decision of whether Steven Stamkos plays or not? Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. That's the one, that to me is the big one, because you have to consider health long-term of the player. But I'm not arguing against Martin St. Louis being on this team, by the way. I had him on my team, but Steve Yzerman can't pick him because he's the general manager of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay, so the other members of the...
There can't be an obligation there.
The other members of the management committee do the right thing if Steve Yzerman is in a position where doing the right thing makes him uncomfortable, and they pick Marty St. Louis. I mean, I criticized Yzerman either for not being decisive enough or for the management committee for the same reason. Somebody in that room has got to prevent the situation that has developed.
We're talking about a league scoring champion that you reference here.
It's easy.
And when you look at the other rosters from almost every country, and you look at the second half of most rosters, they're not saying goodbye to scoring champions. They're bringing in Nikolai Kuhlman. They're bringing in guys that can't play for Canada. It's amazing. We sit here and we gnarl and fight and argue about who should be the 13th and 14th forwards on these teams. It becomes irrelevant in the larger picture because those guys aren't going to make the difference between winning and losing anyhow.
I believe Canada needs Martin St-Louis. I also believe it needs a smaller room. All the people in that room, how large is this committee? Why can't this be done with the vision of one GM, perhaps one assistant? Why is there Kevin Lowe? Why is there Peter Chiarelli? Why is there Doug Armstrong? Why do coaches have all this input?
Well, Michael, theoretically, I agree with you that an independent voice would be important. Practically, I'm not sure I know the name of that person.
Well, a couple of years ago, it would have been Mike Keenan, who was not, as a coach, who was not
okay,
there.
I think that hurts your argument, frankly.
A couple of years ago, I said.
But Yzerman's first attempt at this job, or first time with the job, he wasn't an NHL general manager.
Exactly.
He was an assistant with the Red Wings.
He kind of dismissed himself. Who won gold medal as a manager.
And also had an uncomfortable relationship with the NHL until they finally paid him back. But we're quarreling with the process before this team has even played. And this is Canada. This is what we are so spoiled by this. So ridiculously spoiled. Every nation has snubs.
This is so wonderful, Bruce. This is why it is Canada, because it is so personal and why hockey does define this country in so many ways.
And that's great. But every nation has snubs. Sweden is not bringing Victor Hedman. The United States, Bobby Ryan and Keith Yandel. Alex Semin isn't playing for Russia. This happens everywhere.
That means the Russians know what they're doing.
It's just that our snubs are better than their snubs.
And if it doesn't harm Team Canada in any way, what if it harms the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Except that, again, the fidelity to this process has to be Team Canada.
Well, if you're the Tampa Bay owner.
And the judgment in the group, apparently, and I think that this management group, if I was going to have a criticism of it, it's that they do overthink things and they over-agonize over this, but I'd prefer that than maybe the other way. But in this case, they judged, according to some reports, that Marty St-Louis wasn't quite fast enough. They may be right, they may be wrong. But here's the one thing, Steve. Any one of these players could be the difference in Canada winning gold and not. Any one of them. And that's what these guys agonized over during the process. That's why they overthink.
Well, you know how Brett Hull became an American? Playing hockey at the international level because Canada had no interest in him because he, quote, had no speed. Mm-hmm. And Bob Johnson, who was coaching the American team that brought him in at the time, said, watch him. He hits holes. He knows where to go on the ice. He thinks the game better than anyone else. What does Marty St-Louis do? He hits holes. He thinks the game better than anyone else. He's the perfect player for international hockey.
That's it until the next argument about Team Canada. And there will be one the minute an injury replacement has to be named. That's it for us, TSN, the Reporters Podcast. See you next time.